it's really neat to see both of you at Anaheim Stadium. What's it like to be involved in the baseball stuff, Victor?
I know, right? It's awesome. I mean, I never have so much fun so far today. Something new for me, and I never been to this stadium, and I never have a chance to meet all the players today. It's just something that really new for me.
You're going to be a new Angel fan, right?
Absolutely. From now on, yes.
And Art, you got a little baseball in your background, enjoying it?
Yes, I have. It was kind of a different team. But I want to tell you, it's the first time in Anaheim. I love the stadium. I think it's gorgeous. And I got to meet all the players. Really a super bunch of nice guys.
Okay, I want to know, what was it like the first time you connected with this horse? Why did you choose Victor in the first place?
Well, Victor rode a lot of winners for me when he was an apprentice up in Northern California and was getting started. You know, I like people I know and have confidence in. And he's a very good rider. You know, he fits that horse like a glove.
You know, we always talk about sometimes there's a rider for a horse that does fit. Why does Victor fit this particular horse as opposed to maybe another guy?
Well, I just think, you know, the right statue, he fits the horse. They look good together on the horse, and there's no wasted motion. You know, they just like one motion, rider and horse. It looks great.
And Victor, we talked earlier, when you were on War Emblem several years back, and the first time you saw that horse, what did you think as opposed to what you saw in California Chrome?
A big difference. When I saw War Emblem and the stall, Buffer, he went over there and showed me War Emblem, so that's the one in the stall. I look at him, black horse, narrow, skinny, like his head down, I was like, you pay $1 million for that horse? It's like, yeah, and that's for you. It's like, that's my derby horse? It's like, he said, yep. I said, wow, that's just crazy. Really, think about it. This is like, wow, we got a lot of things going through my mind. It's like, how the hell we want to compete with this horse and the other ones, you know? And, I mean, he was just amazing, and he turned out to be, like, an amazing horse.
So when you went on California Chrome for the first time, was it in a race, or did you work him out in the morning?
No, that was the first time I ever see him in the race, in Hollywood Park, the last day of Hollywood Park. That was the very first time. I see him walk around when they had the saddle on.
King Glorious it was, first stake he ran.
Wow.
Yeah, he was walking around in front of me, and I just look every detail, like up from top to bottom. And I see him like with a little talent in there, and as soon as I get on in him, for me, every time I get on a horse as a rider, I always look the neck. How long is the neck from my saddle? Where I stand on the horn and I hold the reins, and I see, I look all the way to his ears. How long and how thick is the neck so I can just grab it and, like, you know, push it all the way to the front.
Sure.
And that was my I always been that way. And then I see California Chrome, it's like, wow, this is pretty good.
So after the first time you rode him, did you say, wait a minute, this is something pretty special here?
Yeah. I was winning,
right.
You know, but I just like want to see what I have underneath in me, you know. It's like I want to know what I, you know, ride. And I remember I just switched my whip to the left and I hit it a couple times. I hit it one time, not that hard, and I hit it one more time, like really hard. And I tell you, that horse, he dropped to the ground.
Wow.
And he just opened it up like, I don't know, 10 lengths, I think, or maybe more. And I was like, wow. I was shocked. I was like, wow. What's going on?
He's special gear, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, from, like, going through 60 to 100 in no time, I was like, wow, this is something else.
And when did you know, Art, that this horse was special?
Well, he started training a lot better. You know, he won a stake as a two-year-old, but awful green.
Yeah.
At a growing age, you know, when he turned three, he started to look like a racehorse. He got big shoulders, big hips. He started filling out, and he started training a lot stronger. And I knew, you know, we had a nice horse. How good, I didn't know until after. You know, he's been running with cowbreds, and I didn't know how he would do an open company. He was just trouncing all the cowbreds, winning by 6, winning by 7. But then we went into the San Felipe, which was a wide open race with Midnight Hawk, who had pretty big credentials at that time. In fact, he was favorite over us. And he just kicked butt big time, you know. And then I said, well, I got a real horse. And then when it comes to the Santa Anita Derby, yeah, that was an awesome race. And I says, wow, this horse is a real McCoy.
Yeah, after the Derby, I would think you would say, after the Kentucky, the Santa Anita Derby, that would be like, oh, this thing is really special, right?
Yes, definitely. I probably started to have a lot of confidence in him when I win the San Felipe. When I win the horse, the San Felipe, that was my time that I know that I have a Derby horse. And obviously when it comes before the Santa Anita Derby, I was with a lot of confidence to go to Santa Anita Derby. I thought there was no way. They had to run those horses to be able to beat the California Crown. And sure enough, she blew the field away. As to going to Kentucky Derby, I think for once I have a lot of pressure there.
Yeah.
Not just for me, but more for like this guy. You know, I really wanted him to win to the Kentucky Derby. For me, I already like, you know, I win one time. I know the feeling. I know how it feels to win the most, prestige race in the world.
That.
Exactly. I want him to, like, you know, win. And
it was awesome. It really, you know, words can't describe it when you win the Kentucky Derby. It's just the roar of the crowd. It's just like you're in a different world almost. You know, you can't hardly think because of just to even get to the winner's circle, you had to have four highway patrolmen that were about 6'6". Just to move the people around so you could get there. You know what I mean? It was unbelievable.
Now that you've both won the Derby and the Preakness, okay, talk about the feeling of if you can get one more, what that's going to mean to you personally and to horse racing.
I think of the horse racing a lot. For me, I'm still not thinking about that yet.
Right.
I'm still have that emotion for the last two wins. You know, they're still like, can't get over that. I am sure it will really get more that I can say when the race get closer.
Sure. But the importance for horse racing to get a Triple Crown winner.
Very important. I think it's time. We really do need it because I think right now the only reason we need it because it goes to that race, everybody's ready with a lot of energy. It's just like they're crossing the fingers, they hope this is going to be a Triple Crown. And after the fact that they don't happen, it seems like everybody's like less energy, they forget, and less interested in the races. So
right.
I think it's time for us to motivate the people that, you know, and help the horse racing.
And Art, you've obviously been around a long time. What do you think the importance is to the game if you can pull this off?
The main thing is to have a California, never been a California bred horse that won the Triple Crown, even getting that close. You know what I mean? It means a lot for the mom and pop breeders in this area that stay in the game. What can happen to you if you don't have to have $1 million to buy a horse. Here you have a $20,000 investment and get back $3.5 million. That's my kind of parlay. You
exactly.
Know.
That's pretty special. And two more things leading into the race. You're going to have some different horses for the first time, right? And fresh.
Fresh.
How does that come into play here, do you think?
Well, it's always rough. You know, they've had their rests, and, you know, it takes a very, very special horse to win the Triple Crown. It really does. Because now we're, you know, I usually give a horse 6 weeks between races. Now I got 2 weeks for the Preakness. Coming back three weeks for the Belmont.
Oh.
That is, from the Derby, that's like 6 weeks running three times. I've never done that with any horse I've ever had.
Are you concerned at all about that with the health? I mean, he's obviously...
Well, you got to be concerned, you know. But, you know, this horse amazes me every time. The way he comes out of his race, he eats up the night before, and I go over his legs. His legs, knock wood, are been sound as a bell of brass. And I says, man, he's got the constitution. I don't know how he does it. You know, I get tired watching him, to be honest with you. You know, it's a grind, you know, when you go through this Triple Crown, you know.
Of course, but it's the grind you've been dying for.
Oh, no, it's a challenge. No, it's a great challenge, you know, and I don't even, I'm like Victor, I don't like to think about it until we're there,
right.
You know what I mean? I go race by race.
Sure.
Of course, the owner's already dreamed they had, that it's a slam dunk, you know, he's going to win the Triple Crown. So I'm just saying, maybe they know something more than I do. Somebody might be looking out for him really well.
Whatever
you know?
Works, right?
That's exactly
it's
right.
Horse racing, you're looking for any kind of
oh,
edge.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. And it's been exciting. And, you know, even if you don't win the Triple Crown, the horse has done about it everything a horse could do. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I mean, you got to give him a lot of credit. And he challenged all different tracks. He was made a lot of people a believer. They thought we had no chance in Kentucky. Oh, you're not here early enough. You didn't.
Right.
I'm training him at some quarter horse track, and you hear all that.
Of course,
the hard boots won't let you forget it either. I'll tell you. But we made a lot of believers out of him, and I'll tell you, they showed a lot of class. You know, Dale Roman said, I didn't think you had any kind of chance, but after watching that horse run, he says, I love that horse. I said, and you've done a great job. You know, the other trainers are now kind of getting on the bandwagon a little bit, you know.
Exactly.
So that's cool.
Hey,
yeah.
Totally cool.
I want to ask you about the distance. It's a different distance. You know the horse better than anybody.
Yeah, well, at three races, he's running three different tracks. Three different distance, and I think if he recover his energy for all this two toughest races he ever run, Kentucky Derby, it was not easy. It looks easy, but the Preakness, I had to use a lot of brains in there. It was probably one of the toughest races that I ever rode for me at the Preakness to be able to like win with that horse. That was not easy for me. Mile and a half, just cross my fingers. Hope he can make it.
You feel like you can step on him and use him when you want.
We'll find out that day.
Yeah. Victor, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the
Thank
time.
You.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Art.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.